Shack.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about changing your life and how to do it. One of the reasons that I actually ministered on the importance of the local church was that's a good change to bring to your life. And it's not just about organized religion. There's actually a purpose to church. And so if you didn't hear those, I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to it at KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. They're absolutely free. Our partners make it possible to be a blessing to you. Now, we were looking here in Philippians 3, and in verse 12, and it says, not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Okay, so I want to remind you, there is a that. Notice what he says here, that I may lay hold of that. What? What is that? That thing that I was born to do for which Christ Jesus laid hold of me. Christ Jesus has laid hold of you for a purpose, or at least he wants to if you haven't received Jesus. That your life has meaning. You're here for a purpose. It matters that you get up in the morning. It matters that you make changes. It matters whatever it is that Jesus has laid hold of you for. It matters. Okay, God's not stupid, right? When he had you born, there was a reason. It was the most fulfilling, and it wasn't just to use you. It was so that you could be fulfilled and that you were important now here in this kingdom, okay? So as we go along, we do have to get a hold of the fact that it's whatever it is that God has called you to is not automatically going to happen. That's not the way this works. There is something you were born for, but you're going to have to press on and lay hold of it. And that's actually two different parts. And we gave the illustration last time about if I wanted to become an electrician, that I'm not just going to magically become an electrician if I don't do something. It's not like I can pray and fast and then, you know, poof, 1 year from now I'm going to wake up some Monday morning and, wow, you're an electrician. You have all the skills. You have all the abilities. No, that you have to make that choice and you have to press towards it. Now, there is a supernatural empowerment to do it if that's what you're called for. That's the reason that I believe that it uses his name this way, that you press on to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus, that means that he is anointed, he is empowered, the anointed Savior. He's anointed to save you for the very thing that you're called to do. Again, it's pointing to his empowerment of you, that he is the one that will empower you. Like Paul said, he said, our sufficiency is of him. So listen, you might be 80 years old and you're listening to this, and part of what you're called to do is going to involve you dealing with computers. Okay, Jesus is anointed and empowered to make it possible for you to do that. You can do all things through Christ, what? The anointed one and his anointing, who strengthens you, the empowerment of God to do whatever it is. So you need to quit making excuses if God would not ask you to do it if you couldn't do it. You might say, well, yeah, but too much time has passed. That's not true. There are plenty of men in the Bible and women that didn't get started until much later in life. But I will tell you this, the older you are, the less time you have, and that's not to scare you. It's like, hey, get started today. But again, you're going to have to press on and lay hold of it. Well, it's never going to work for me. No, if you will not press on and lay hold, it's never going to work. That's absolutely true. But on the other side of it, if you will press on and lay hold, it will work for you. Now, notice there's two different things. You have to press on and lay hold, okay? So the press, you need to find out what God's will is. Now, Again, if you'll go to KurtOwen.com, KURTOWEN.com, there'll be messages there on how to hear from God. They're absolutely free. There's not just our podcasts or radio broadcasts, but then there's also the there's some services there that are absolutely free. Okay, so, and if you'll contact us, we can actually, we've got some more materials we could send you on how to hear from God. We have a daily devotional and some other stuff. But once you understand, like once I identified that I was an electrician, then I would need to press towards that, press on and lay hold of it. Like we said, there's going to be some changes in my friends. There's going to be some changes in my, in what I read. There's going to be some changes in how I spend my time because I'm going to be going to school, right? I'm gonna, you know, if I'm not going to be in ministry anymore, I'm not going to be going to ministry conventions. I'm going to be going to electrical conventions, or at the very least, I'm going to be going to the college or talking to an electrician and seeing about an apprenticeship, okay? But I'm going to have to press on. It's not automatically going to happen. You can pray, you can fast, you can do whatever you want to do, but you're not just going to want to wake up one day and be an electrician. And that's true of whatever it is. You know, you're not going to wake up one day and just be a minister. You're going to have to study the Word. You're going to have to spend time with it. You might not necessarily go to seminary, but on the other side of it, you're going to have to show yourself faithful, you know, in that which is another man's, in order to be, you know, counted faithful to be given that which is your own. And but it's going to require you pressing, right? You're going to have to do something. Now, here's the thing. Once you press on, the next thing that happens is you have to lay hold, because it's not enough just to get in the will of God, but you have to stay there. And sometimes that can be harder than getting there. It can be harder with all the distractions that go on in life and all the different challenges that go on. That's the reason you have to lay hold of it, that you're not leaving it. You're not departing from it. You're not moving away from it. You're sticking with it. Listen, I guarantee you, and hear this, okay? If I tomorrow wanted to be an electrician and I went to college and started being an electrician, it is going to be harder than what I'm doing right now. And people say, oh, that's easy because you're a ministry. Now, ministry can be much harder work, honestly, than anything else. It's not that. It's just that I'm used to ministry. I'm conditioned to it. And so if I was going to take on something new, a lot of times people get frustrated. Well, I can't do this. No, maybe you can't do it today. But if you'll lay hold of it and refuse to let go, you might not do it today, you might not do it tomorrow, but if you'll stick with it, you will eventually be able to do it. Anything you're comfortable doing, you weren't comfortable to start with. And, you know, a lot of times people get aggravated, especially because a lot of times, especially if what God has called you to do is completely different than where you're at right now, right? That's not going to be comfortable. And it's possible when you get started, you're not going to be good at it to start. You know, people, unfortunately, and I've been included in this, we like to do what we're good at, because a lot of times people are concerned about being embarrassed. They're concerned about what are people going to think. They're concerned about failing. So they want to do what they're good at. And I think that there can be a truth to that. But I had a friend of mine one time tell me, you know, just because you're the best at something doesn't mean that's what you're best at. In other words, you've got to be willing to step out of your comfort zone. And if you want to be good at language, if you want to be good at the piano, you're going to have to risk some days of not being very good. And just make up your mind that once you've pressed on, that you get started, you find out what it is, and you press on and you grab a hold of it, that you're going to stay there. If I fail today, I'll get up tomorrow. If I fail tomorrow, I'll get up the next day. If I fail the next day after that, I'll keep getting up, because at some point, I will get good at it. You know, one time, there was a pastor, Rick Kendall, that I was serving, and he asked me if I would be a bad guy in a children's program. And he asked me, do you know how to spin six guns? And I said, I don't, because it was like a cowboy clown type thing. And so I said, I really don't, but I can learn. And so I got these, and I made a mistake. I got these 22, small frame 22 pistols, and they had these ribbed hammers. And by ribs, I mean they had these things that made it easy to grip, but they were deep grooves. And every time I spun them backwards to start off with, They took a chunk out of the side of my thumb. I bought leather gloves, and they took a chunk out of my gloves and then took a chunk out of my thumb. And it was painful, and I bled a lot to start off with, okay? But here's the thing. I failed for days, maybe even weeks. But eventually, I learned how to spin six guns. Why? Because once I knew what it was that I believed that the Lord wanted me to do in serving my pastor, Pastor Rick, then what I needed to do was I needed to stick with it. Once I pressed on, now I need to lay hold of. And quit giving up on your dreams just because you're not good at it to start. Okay? Press in. Press in and lay hold. And listen, anything... Okay, think of it this way. Jesus goes into ministry. He goes down. John the Baptist baptizes him. And the Holy Spirit descends upon him. And the Spirit for ministry, right? His first day in the ministry was going up on top of a mountain, having the devil mess with him for 40 days. I don't know about you, but that's not the way I'd want to start, right? But yet he stuck with it, and he changed the world. Now people say, well, he was the Son of God. What about Paul? Paul didn't start off real good in ministry. There was days, even after he'd been in ministry a while, it didn't go very well. So you have to make up your mind. You have to make your decision that you are going to do the will of God, that you're going to press on and that you're going to lay hold of, and you're not giving up no matter what. That no matter what, you're going to stick with the will of God. No matter what, you're going to lay hold of it. And again, this is, people say, well, you know, well, I have strong willpower. Willpower only works as long as you will to do it. And it's got to go beyond that. You have to make the decision, I'm laying hold of this, and no matter what, I'm not letting it go. Because this is what I was born to do. There is a that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of you. And that you need to stick with. And when it looks difficult, don't give up. Because eventually it will get easier. Okay, but you're going to have to lay hold of it. Make up your mind. Refuse to let it go. Now, one thing that will help you with that is a very good, strong local church that constantly encourages you in the Word and the fact that you can do anything that Jesus calls you to do. So I would find a good local church, and I would get in one this weekend. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, A WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear.